Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Do Latter-day Saints practice polygamy? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me is my colleague, Eric Johnson. We're going to be discussing this question, which is found on a Mormon website, their newsroom website. It's a paper that's titled Mormonism 101 FAQ. Do we still call it a paper when it's posted on a blog? Because it's not really made of paper.
I don't know what the new rules are, but we'll call it a paper
okay,
if we want
to. Okay, we'll call
to.
It a paper. Call it an article. Doesn't matter. But anyway, we're going through this because this article, if you will, posted on Mormonism 101, is supposed to clarify what the Mormon Church actually teaches. And what we've been finding when we go through a lot of these questions is that the Mormon Church, even though it says it's supposed to offer clarity, doesn't do that very well. Now, it could be argued that this is a 101, a basic introduction. That's fine, but when you make statements that make you draw a conclusion that is not really what the Mormon Church has taught you, the pastor now, that's where the trouble lies. And this is one of those areas. Do Latter-day Saints practice polygamy?
Well, they start off by answering it, as they have with many other of their questions, either with a yes or no. They say no. There are more than 14 million members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and not one of them is a polygamist.
Not one of them. Not one of them. Okay. It says in the next sentence, the practice of polygamy is strictly prohibited in the church. Now, here's where I think the public is being misled. If you understand polygamy in the regular term, okay, in the way it's regularly defined, that would be what? A man who has simultaneously two women that he is married to and both are alive, at least two. That is how most people understand the word polygamy. But you have to understand, the Mormon Church is a master at redefining words, and they have their own definitions of some of these things. So when you ask, well, do you believe that a Latter-day Saint member can have more than one living woman, I should say, as their wife, then obviously, yes, they're correct. They do not believe that. They do not practice that. And if someone was to practice that, they would be excommunicated from the church. But let's remember something, folks. The Mormon Church has a doctrine within it where they believe that they can be married in a temple for time and eternity. Time and eternity. What that means is they actually mock the concept of everyone else who, in their marriage ceremonies, say that they are only married till death do us part. And they will often look upon us as, oh, that's so sad. You know, see, we believe our marriages continue on. So if that's the case, then when a man is married to a woman and sealed to her in a Mormon temple and she dies, technically, in the mind of the Mormon, they are still married. The marriage did not end with death. Now, what does this really mean? Well, here's what it means, and I'm going to read from the Church Handbook of Instruction, the 2010 edition. It says on page 20, sealing of living members after a spouse's death. Women, a living woman may be sealed to only one husband. Men, if a husband and wife have been sealed and the wife dies, the man may have another woman sealed to him if she is not already sealed to another man. Now, let's ask the question, what is sealing all about? Well, the whole idea of being sealed is for what? So that you might be married for not only this life, time, but also eternity. So if a Mormon male is a widower and he gets remarried in a Mormon temple and sealed to another woman who has not previously been sealed to another man, he fully expects to be with that wife and the dead wife in eternity. It's a practice that's called celestial polygamy. That's the phrase that you hear used in Utah all the time.
Has that ever occurred with, for instance, the general authorities we have
Absolutely
now?
Absolutely, it has occurred with general authorities. In fact, right now you have three Mormon apostles that are practicing celestial polygamy. That's Dallin Oaks, L. Tom Perry, and M. Russell Nelson. But here's the question I want to ask you, Eric. This piece is supposed to offer clarity. If you knew nothing about what we just said, and you know nothing about the Mormon Church, but you want to know what the Mormon Church has to say, so you go to Mormonism 101, FAQ. Mm-hmm. You're a journalist, let's say, and you want to know what the Mormons really believe on this. And you see the question, do Latter-day Saints practice polygamy? And it says, no, not one of them is a polygamist. The practice of polygamy is strictly prohibited in the church. Let's say you're a Mormon, or let's say you're a woman, and you're thinking of joining the Mormon Church. And one of the reasons why you've been reluctant to join the Mormon Church is because you've heard these vicious rumors by people saying, hey, they practice polygamy. Now, of course, the way you and I understand the word normally, they don't. And whoever's saying that is incorrect, if that's the impression they're trying to give. But let's say you're a Mormon woman, and that was something that really bothered you. You go to this piece on the Newsroom website, and you see that they don't, and you go, wow, boy, that just puts me at rest.
I've talked to Latter-day Saints, and they've denied the idea that polygamy will be reinstated in the next life. I mean, they would say, absolutely not. I don't know where you're getting that. You're making that up. But we know, for instance, Bruce McConkie said in Mormon Doctrine, page 578, obviously the holy practice will commence again after the second coming of the Son of Man and the ushering in of the millennium. Bill, I don't think a lot of people, what you've just said, and perhaps not even knowing those three apostles, understand or knew about this before we've just told them right now.
Well, if you were a journalist going to this paper, you wouldn't get a clue about that. And this is supposed to clarify. This is the point, folks. It's supposed to clarify, but it doesn't. They could have easily said, well, we don't believe in having two living women or two or more living women to one man right now. Correct. We don't. But we do believe that polygamy will go on in the next life, and we actually have three apostles that believe that very wholeheartedly.
It's a veiled way of saying we don't believe in polygamy now and we don't want to talk about anything else, because by not bringing it up, I would be surprised. You asked me what I would think. I would be surprised if somebody told me, if I were a bystander and somebody said, but they believe in polygamy in the next life, I'd say, no, they don't, because right here it says no.
You certainly don't get the impression that they believe that polygamy will go on in the next life by reading this statement. That's why I think it's misleading.
Look at the next sentence in that answer. They said the general standard of marriage in the church has always been monogamy, as indicated in the Book of Mormon. See Jacob 2:27.
Jacob 2:27, but it also says in Jacob chapter 2 that if God wills it, he can change his mind in order to raise up seed. They don't put that verse in there. I think that's verse 30. So it opens the door for polygamy in the Book of Mormon.
Let's talk about the history of this church. What are the ages of polygamy? I mean, starting in 1833 when Joseph Smith started to...
If you want to believe that Fanny Alger was one of his wives, okay, yeah, I could go back that far. But certainly polygamy was being practiced secretly by Joseph Smith and a lot of the top members of the LDS Church. It was exposed through the Nauvoo Expositor, a newspaper that ultimately led to Joseph Smith's demise. Then when the Saints moved into Utah, it started to be taught openly in 1852 in a special conference message that Orson Pratt was allowed to give the talk on that. And it went on until 1890 when the Mormon Church, because they were running into problems with the U.S. government and having their property confiscated, had to come up with the manifesto, and they promised that they would stop doing it. Well, they promised they would stop doing it, but there's evidence to show that they were still continuing it secretly again. And then they had to come out with another manifesto in 1904, what we call the Now Will You Really Mean It manifesto. That's what I term it. And now they're going to really start putting the excommunication power into practice.
And the book that you want to read if you're interested in this, I think the best one talking about it going through till 1904 would be Richard von Wagner, Mormon Polygamy.
It's an excellent book.
It's a book that you ought to read, and it's very historical and explains what we're talking about. So it didn't end in 1890. It actually continued on secretly until 1904.
Yeah, and I guess what bothers me so much about this, Eric, is going back to the, what's the whole reason for this paper? What is the whole reason for this article on this newsroom site? It's to clarify things, and it's supposed to set the record straight. And yet when you look at how it's worded here, it really doesn't do that. It becomes one more obfuscation that unfortunately we find the LDS Church perpetrating on people.
Well, and then they're making it sound like this has not been typical in their history, and yet we count over 70 years of their history has been filled with polygamy. And Brigham Young himself said, August 19th, 1866, the only men who become gods, even the sons of God, are those who enter into polygamy. Now, that's a short little quote. And in your book, in their own words, you have pages of quotes from Mormon authorities who very clearly said, this is the most important thing you can do, and you can't make it to the full level of heaven unless you participate in this.
Yeah, when you make polygamy a salvific issue, you go above and beyond what even the Bible has for explanations here. Because you notice how they talk about David and Solomon. Well, yeah, think about it, folks. It was Solomon's polygamy that really led to his spiritual demise. He ended up going off believing in a lot of the weird religions of the women that he married. It was not a pretty picture at all.
I challenge anybody to find a positive instance of polygamy or any place where God said that was a positive thing in the Bible. And if you want to go to the Book of Mormon as well, then, you know, go there as well. There's nowhere where polygamy had any kind of advantage.
You will find examples of it in the Bible, but it shows that God merely tolerated it. He never commanded it. There's the difference. And it certainly was not something that would determine whether or not you were saved. I guess the biggest problem I really have with this section is they are adamant in saying that it is not a part of Mormonism, as if it has no part whatsoever. And that is not really being totally truthful with people that are reading this paper. If you knew nothing about Mormonism, you knew nothing about polygamy, and you read this little section, you would certainly be misled if you were to join the church. Let's say you're a Mormon, a woman who joins a church, and then you find out after you join, gee, if I don't have a Mormon man to be my husband, what's going to happen to me? Well, some Mormons have said you're going to be farmed out to someone else in the next life.
I challenge the church to change its website.
I think they need to. I think they need to be more clear if they're really going to be honest with the general public.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When trying to understand the doctrines of our Latter-day Saint friends, family members, and co-workers, it can be very difficult to know what to believe. In his resource titled, In Their Own Words, A Collection of Mormon Quotations, Mormonism Research Ministry's Bill McKeever compiles some of the very best Mormon quotations that will help you better understand what LDS leaders and scholars have said on such issues as atonement, exaltation, and pre-existence. Written in an encyclopedic format, In Their Own Words provides quotes on literally dozens of issues, alphabetically listed for quick reference that can be found in a matter of seconds. No more wondering what Mormonism's leaders have said on any topic, and this resource is available in both book format as well as on CD disc. Just load the PDF file onto your computer and you're ready to do valuable research. These are the very best quotes that Mormonism Research Ministry uses on a regular basis. In Their Own Words is available now at mrm.org. Again, mrm.org. Get it today.